Today's sales professionals are challenged to establish trusting relationships with the right prospects. They face buyers that choose to self-educate and not engage with a salesperson until they're ready to begin the buying process. With social selling, sales professionals use social networks and digital content to build their professional brand, their company's brand, and create experiences that enable buyers to buy. Welcome to the Linking into Sales podcast, the social selling podcast hosted by Martin Brossman and Greg Heyer. Let's start linking into sales.
This is Martin Brossman.
And I'm Greg Heyer.
And I'm Elise Archer.
Welcome to Linking into Sales. This is our Thanksgiving special podcast and excited to be here. Greg, over to you.
All right. Well, we have an amazing show ahead for us today. We're just going to skip right over the social selling news, even though there's a couple little things that kind of happened out there with some of our tools that we're following. But first thing we would do is we want to mention our sponsor and say thank you very much to NC State Technology Training Solutions for being the sponsor of the Linking into Sales Social Selling Podcast. Martin is actually right now on site at NC State, where he just wrapped up his class with his students in social media management. And I had actually a pleasure there this evening of talking about Google Analytics and how a social media person should be aware, or social media manager should be aware, of how to use Google Analytics. So I fried their brains. That's what I did tonight. Yes. So if you're looking to continue your professional education and need an excellent opportunity and an excellent education to be taught by industry professionals, then go over to linkingintosales.com/NCSUTTS and learn more about NC State Technology Training Solutions, where you can expand your continuing education, earn some continuing education credits, and also, did you know that they are a nonprofit? So that might be a little bit of a tax deduction, which could be helpful around April. But more than that, you're going to get great value from the education you will learn from these professionals like Martin, me, and a number of other folks. So if you wanted to sharpen your skills on Excel, Photoshop, maybe InDesign, or using Evernote, or even taking a social selling with LinkedIn course with us, then definitely come out and check that out if you're in the Raleigh area. And we look forward to hopefully seeing you there. But if you wanted to learn more, just go to linkingintosales.com/NCSUTTS and to learn more. But now, let's talk about some really awesome things that we are thankful for. How's that sound?
Sounds awesome. Good. And I'll begin with one, and then why don't we alternate, Greg? Is that fine with you? Get a little
That's fine. That's fine. But I say, let's go ladies first. Can we go ladies first?
Oh, I think that's terrific. Elise, you want to go first?
I would love to go first. No pressure, right?
None.
Well, I think the number one thing that I'm most grateful for with social selling is it pretty much eliminates the need for the just following up phone call or email that those of us who are still active sales producers have been very guilty of. At least I myself will raise my hand and say I have been guilty of that in the past. So with social selling, when you can engage your audience with insights and share valuable content with them, you never have to call to say, hey, just following up, just checking in to see if you got the proposal, right? You can say, hey, I came across this article the other day. It made me think of you. I wanted to be sure to share it with you. What questions do you have at this point? So for me, in the sales process, I've created a pretty killer follow-up process that helps me follow up with my clients and never have to use the just following up terminology. So after I meet with a customer and give them a proposal, I have a 7-step touch point process to follow up. So that will involve phone calls, that will involve emails, all of them. I'm engaging with insights that I'm finding online. And then after that 7th touch point, some of you may have run into this yourselves where you're following up, and you just don't get an answer. They kind of disappear into never, never land, right? Has anybody had that happen?
Yeah,
right?
Good times.
So, yeah. Oh, it's great times, and you're left scratching your head. But with this process, at that point, I very simply send what I call my ball in your court email, where I say, hey, Tim, it was so great meeting with you the other week. You know, I've Wanted to make sure that I stayed in touch with you and followed up on our conversation. But at this point, since we're both busy, I'm going to assume that this probably isn't the right fit for you right now. If I'm wrong, please feel free to reach out to me. But if I'm correct, then I wish you nothing but success and all the best. And then after that, I pop them in my email sequence, which is, to me, one of the best things about social selling. And they get a value-packed email from me once a week. And I'd say about a third of the time, I get follow-up emails from people saying, hey, you know, we're so sorry we weren't able to get in touch before. We were just super swamped, but we really appreciate your emails and your follow-up and your insights. And as a matter of fact, we do want to continue the conversation. So having that process in place and being able to stay in front of somebody, in front of a prospect who may have gotten cold with something like an email newsletter, to me is just incredibly valuable. And so for that, I'm very grateful.
Very good.
That's excellent. Yep. Greg, I'll go next.
And yes, sir. One of the things
I'm thankful for in the social selling is the utility of LinkedIn for referring people, because I'm on the road a lot teaching all different types of contacts, and if I say I know someone that can do that or refer them, well, if you just met me, you don't know if I get some secondary agenda for referring them. Maybe I win a toaster if I refer enough people or something else. But if I can say I just met someone and say, I'm going to send you their LinkedIn profile, and their LinkedIn profile is a good customer-facing profile that we talk about in our training, then what will occur is that reduces their skepticism of, I wonder if he has another agenda for referring someone. So to me, the ability to use LinkedIn as a tool to build trust faster and get quality people referred, because my ethics are it better be a win-win for both of them, but if you just met me, you may not know that, or you may not have enough experience in understanding that. But if I send the LinkedIn profile to this new person and then they can research it on their own, now they have a way to determine for themselves if they would want to work with them or trust them enough. So that's one thing I'm thankful for. Over to you, Greg.
Wow, you guys are just totally rocking it, and I know that everyone's going to be, listening to this and going to listen to it over and over again, and we'll just have to make this a staple for every Thanksgiving. But anyway, so along with that, I want to say that I am extremely thankful. Kind of keeping this note along process is that I'm extremely thankful for LinkedIn Advanced Search and advertising and their advertising platform. I know this sounds crazy, but I'm I like tools, and especially when they have really awesome features. So LinkedIn's advanced search allows me to take and find exactly who I'm looking for at, people in specific positions in certain regions, whatever sales role that they're playing, whether they work for a company that we worked for in the past. Those kind of things are excellent for finding the right prospect. So using advanced search is awesome. But then I threw in advertising because I really like the ability to go into the ad tools. Now, anybody can check out this information, but if you need a number on like how many people are in a specific region that have that are CTOs or in the C-suite or something along those lines, you can actually figure out exactly those numbers. And I've seen people, even salespeople, who will create small campaigns, impression-driven campaigns, to take and target those particular prospects using sponsored posts. Or even doing just plain text advertising using this feature. So I'm grateful for it. There's one other thing that you can do inside advertising that is extremely helpful, and that's actually target people based on specific skills. Now, I worked a few companies ago. We wanted to take and target people who knew Salesforce, for example. They were Salesforce.com users. So I was able to take and target with an advertisement anyone who had Salesforce listed as a skill inside their profile and got them to click and display ad and get them out of LinkedIn and onto my website and into the whole inbound lead process. So that was extremely helpful well, it was an outbound campaign, but still it got them into my email drip so that way I can take and continue to market to them. And that was very, very helpful. But I know that as social selling grows, more and more salespeople are going to have access to information so that way you can kind of an idea of the abundance of their market as well. So I'm extremely grateful for those deep knowledge tools that that LinkedIn has. So using InVerge and everything. Elise, what's your next year grateful for?
Well, that, I'm going to say that's a good one first. I actually haven't tried that yet, and you're inspiring me to maybe spend a little bit of my Christmas money on some advertising. What a nerd.
Gosh.
I'm such a nerd.
And for those that don't want to spend...
I'm both on that plan, Elise. So,
so bad.
And for those who aren't going to spend their money on high heels, or doing advanced targeting on LinkedIn, we might be able to have a course for you sometime in January on using social selling too at social.trank. So what's your next you're grateful for?
Nice. That was not planned, but that was good.
No, that wasn't planned.
I am grateful for the fact that social selling allows anybody to establish themselves as an expert in front of their target audience. So we all know that we want to buy from people we perceive as experts online, and think back to the last person who you followed when you were making a decision. What were they writing about? Did they have a YouTube video series? Were they actively involved in the blogs that you read? It's really, really leveled the playing field. And if you think back prior to when social selling was even a thing, you would have to be well networked enough to get a radio interview or a TV interview, and so the barrier to entry to really establishing yourself as an expert was high. It was really all in who you knew. But I think the cool thing about social selling is we can really be our own best PR agents, right? So we can create our own online persona and brand and establish ourselves as experts, and it really just takes daily consistency in posting and knowing where your audiences and being dedicated to it. And you do see that the people who do that on a consistent basis grow and establish themselves as experts without having to spend a boatload of money on PR. So they can go spend that money on LinkedIn advertising. Mm-hmm. That is one thing I am grateful for. Martin, I will pass it back to you.
Yeah, one of the things that I really like about social selling and the customers becoming more savvy on the internet is it forces us to crawl inside the customer's paradigm, their mind, the way they think, what's important to them, and really think about marketing from an educational and value-added perspective, because I've been in sales in some way most of my life for support, and I never was appreciated the just interrupting them as many times as you can until they give in. I call it kind of the Flintstones approach to banging away in interruption advertising. And now we're looking for the right time to interrupt them. We're looking to understand what's educational value to them. And we need to understand the persona of our customers better than any time before. And this just seems like a more respectful way to sell. And I really appreciate it. I feel it's more ethical. Now, I don't want to take away from traditional relationship selling that did this, but now we have more tools on the web and more techniques to both give that value, to engage with them, and to understand them better. So that's, to me, one of the things I really appreciate about and thankful for social selling. So, Greg, do you got anything else for us? I'll let it go over to you now.
Yeah, no problem. All right, so the next thing that I am thankful for is, also, I'm going to say the big one for the last, but I am thankful for social listening and for the tools that help us listen in social media for relevant discussions that our prospects and our customers are having. And, you know, tools out there like Sales Prodigy, I love that. I still have it on my phone. I check it every single day. You know, I'm following terms that are relevant that I find extremely helpful to follow. You know, I can always expand it as well. I'm on Twitter looking for hashtags that you know, people having conversations around hashtags. Love to see a B2B moment happen on Twitter, but we'll see how that works itself out. You know, I think the one thing that I would be looking for in the future is hopefully a social listening tool for LinkedIn. But I think what we'll have to do in the meantime is rely on tools like BuzzSumo, which does take a look at how often articles are shared, and if they happen to be in LinkedIn, then I can actually find them. I can find them that way. But I think social selling, social listening, it can be very, very powerful for when you're having a conversation, just being armed with knowledge to carry on a relevant conversation with your prospect. Hopefully, finding common ground with your prospect or customer, and staying current with everything that's going on with them and affecting them. I think social selling can also, or social listening. Well, I'm a little off tonight, but social listening would be very helpful for also figuring out what our customers are up to, you know, in from a retention standpoint. So, I mean, not necessarily like a customer service factor, but more of like, you know, what are the things that are affecting them at this point, either from a business standpoint or even on a personal note. You know, social listening can help us just kind of be aware of things that are going on in their world, so that way we're not totally naive when we pick up the phone and start a conversation with them, and we're just not aware of anything that's going on. Because the one thing I know salespeople hate is surprises, unless it's like a surprise bonus check. So, but social listening is the one thing I'm very grateful for, and the tools that the tools out there that support that. So, yeah.
Excellent. Elise, what do you have? I just got a 2-minute warning from the
thing
here. So we'll over to you, and then we'll wrap it up pretty quickly. So
okay. So my final thing that I'm grateful for is just the enhanced ability to connect with prospects across the globe. So aside from the fact that I can use advanced search to find my perfect prospects and perfect customers and then see who I'm networked with who already knows them, it also allows my prospects to find me, which I think is an incredible asset as a salesperson. So I'll give you a recent example. Just a couple of months ago, I had a conversation with an eye doctor in Texas who he sent me a LinkedIn connection request, didn't say why. I accepted because he looked like a decent prospect and followed up with, can I ask what prompted the connection request? And you would be amazed at how many times when I just simply ask that question, people say, oh, I was looking for a sales coach. Oh, really? Why didn't you say so? So when you follow up with those somewhat random connection request, it's amazing what will come out of it. And so just by having that conversation with him, I ended up putting together a proposal for sales training for some of his physician liaisons that I never would have gotten in a million years had he not sent that connection request and had I not followed up. Full disclosure, he did not move forward with it yet, so I can't say that I've actually profited from it, but I have had just multiple experiences like that, and that's just a recent one in the past couple of weeks where I can say my network and my sales are just incredibly expanded because of the ability to connect with anybody anywhere.
Excellent.
Awesome. Very good. Mm-hmm. Very good.
I'll give one sentence of one of the things I'm grateful for is we've got multiple generations in the workforce today, and the social selling forces the, I'm 56, so I'm going to call my the older gang, that we now have to learn how to use some of these newer technologies, and then the younger gang has to learn how to move off the web and interact in person. So it's creating an interesting learning from multiple perspectives opportunity that I think enhances relationships. So that's, to me, one of the things, the melting pot. Some want to be text, but others want to meet in person, and we all have to find a way to come to a common ground. So, Greg, I'm going to pass it over to you for the last one of what you're thankful for, and then we'll wrap it up.
Very good. All right, so I'll make this real quick because I know that a lot of people have read this article on my from LinkedIn, in my LinkedIn profile, but I am thankful for those sales organizations that understand that social selling is about opening and not closing. So that's my one thing, you know, the reason why I take this position and I believe in this philosophy is because when you look at every other part of an organization, every other organization is trying to keep the accounts open. So why should sales be thinking about closing all the time? They need to be thinking about keeping the customer open, keeping the relationship going. Everything is about opening and creating opportunity for every step to follow. So that's one thing that I am grateful for, that, you know, one of the many things I am grateful for when it comes to social selling is that the sales organization that understands that social selling is about opening and not closing. So, and with that, we have given nine things that we are grateful for, but there's one last thing that we are all three of us are grateful for, and we are extremely grateful for all of our listeners that have downloaded and enjoyed our podcast, as well as all of the guests that we've had on for this past year. We're not done yet. We still have more guests to come in the coming weeks, but I do want to say thank you very much to all of our listeners. I know that Martin and Elise, you feel I'm sure you feel the same way. Otherwise,
absolutely,
you wouldn't be doing this.
Yeah, and I'm grateful for the great team we've got together here. It really is synergy. So thanks, Elise, for joining us, jumping in with both feet to something that's been established for a while. It's like you were always here. So really,
heartwarming.
Yeah, it is. Good.
All right, so one last thing that we are, since we are so grateful for you guys, we want to know if you're grateful for us. So here's how you do it. At the end of every podcast now, we're going to ask if you would please go out to iTunes and leave us a review. We're not asking for five-star reviews. We're asking for reviews. So we want you to give your wholehearted, honest opinion on what you think of the podcast. If you do, then come over to linkingintosales.com/sticker and then take and copy in your comment that you made and then fill out the form there, and we're going to mail you a sticker or two, a Linking Into Sales sticker that you can take and use. We love these things. They're fantastic. Every time we take them, people want several of them so they can stick them all over their kids or their cars or whatever they're going to do with them. But I think that, you know, if you really enjoy the podcast and you're in the spirit of giving, head out to iTunes and leave us a review. And be honest, we love reviews. So
excellent. Well, this, thank you. This wraps it up. This is Martin Brossman.
And Greg Heyer.
And Elise Archer.
And you've been watching the Linking, or listening to the Linking Into Sales Social Selling Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, come out to us on Google+, join our LinkedIn group, follow our company page, and then also don't forget about socialselling.training, which will be launching very soon. Thanks, guys, and have a great week. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.